Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
720 WC Show, Dave Lee here. 46 now. What's the high today again, Mikey?
Can you handle 68, Dave?
I can, but unfortunately, I don't think the Speaker of the House is going to be able to be outside and enjoy this weather too much. I got a busy schedule today. The Speaker of the House, of course, Melissa Horton. Madam Speaker, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm okay because I get to walk outside today. I would guess you're inside for long, long hours again today.
That's probably true. Did you fish on the opener?
No, I was kind of hopefully watching you catch many, many fish. I heard you had a lot of Swedish fish is what I heard.
I did bring some Swedish fish onto the boat, and the governor and the Senate Majority Leader got some tan fish. Tom Bach kind of redeemed the whole boat and caught two walleye.
Oh, well, that's those Cook, Minnesota people up there that do that, right?
He has skills.
Did you talk at all on the boat about what's going on at the state capitol?
We didn't talk a lot about what's going on at the state capitol, no. We just enjoyed each other's company and built rapport.
Madam Speaker, did you have negotiations last night?
We did have a couple hours of conversations. We had a large group conversation about tax policy and our contrasting philosophies on that. Democrats, you know, believing we need to invest in an economy that works for everyone and concerned about rising inequality, and Republicans who see the solution to any problem in life is another tax cut for rich people or corporations. So we talked about that for a while. Then we had a smaller six-person conversation that was more fruitful, and I think we hopefully will be having some smaller conversations today to keep moving forward.
What is your schedule today?
We are not scheduled for a certain time this morning, but it's likely to be this morning around 11:30 that we'll get started.
I saw Friday our state tax revenue came out, and it was $489 million above projections. Does that enter into your conversation today on the budget talks?
It really doesn't, because our income at the state is highly variable. It's just like at a store. You wouldn't make an assessment of how your store was doing for the year by 1 month of income. You'd have to see how does the weather bear out over the year. One real concern for us is the agriculture economy and what's going to happen this fall as a result of the trade tensions. What's the long-haul impact on our wheat growers, our corn industry, soybean growers, and the pork industry?
I'm glad you brought that up, Madam Speaker, because, of course, today's national lead story is that tariff talk, as we're kind of keeping an eye on how the markets will open up here in about an hour and 45 minutes or so. But given that fact, do you have to, in the waning days here of this state session, is there any kind of talk about relief for those in the ag-related world in these closing days?
Yes, we have a $10 million proposal in the House budget for Minnesota's dairy farmers who are really in crisis. And I made clear at the very first set of negotiations that that's a non-negotiable for us. We're not leaving without some assistance for Minnesota's dairy farmers. And I know that there's a small token amount in the Senate bill, and I know that the governor has some as well. So my hope is that we will definitely leave a session with some relief for dairy farmers. But there's nothing we can do about the trade tensions that are being created by the president, unfortunately. What we need to do at the state level is stay focused on the public services that make our communities great all across Minnesota, including rural Minnesota, which is strong schools and roads that are good, and then kind of cross our fingers on some of that national stuff.
Is there room for compromise on the gas tax?
You know, there's a middle. There's a middle for all of the disputes that we have. And I think, you know, people who are very skeptical about the outcome of this session may be underestimating Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka and his willingness to be a different kind of leader and not a leader who says no all the time. I think you have three leaders who are interested in finding the middle, who understand what the word compromise really means, and the proof will just be in the pudding.
You know, it's interesting you mention that, because as I've observed this, and you know full well, it seems like you all are get along pretty well, the governor, you, and the Senate leader. So do you think, and he mentioned last night, I know, that it's not too late Tuesday or Wednesday to get this thing done. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, today is a big day. Tomorrow is a massive day. And really, if we aren't pretty close to a deal by Tuesday at midnight, it starts to become very difficult for the reviser to process all the bills on time. But today and tomorrow will really tell a lot. If there's some meaningful offer by the Senate that will kind of get the ball rolling to continue negotiations, the House and the governor have already made a gigantic move towards the Senate. And so really the ball's in their court.
Yeah, I found it interesting that Majority Leader Winkler last night made a reference to that kind of thing where he said the Republicans need to actually make an offer. Have they not made an offer yet?
No, they haven't. They have offered zero, and so they have not moved any closer to where we are. They've offered to move around cuts within their budget from one area to another area, and they recognize that's not a real budget. And when pressed, you know, is this a zero offer, they said that was a $0 offer.
How would you rate the session up to this point this year?
Well, the silver lining is we've got functional conference committees. I know there's nothing more exciting for your listening audience than the idea of functional conference committees. But we have 100 legislators working on budget compromise right now. And I have empowered all of my chairs to be the decision makers in their issue areas and work towards compromise with the Senate leaders in that area. So having 100 people working on it rather than just three, I think, is a huge step forward.
Well, Madam Speaker, I know you got a heck of a day in front of you. We'll look forward to covering that this morning as well. I appreciate your time here. I know your schedule's tight right now. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah, we have a beautiful day. I'll give you a report so you know how warm it is out there all day.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Speaker of the House, Melissa Hortman here on WCCO. Our time is 727. Our temperature is 46. Sun's out, and we should hopefully see a high today. Pretty reasonable, up near 68, which bodes well for all of us going to the Twins game tonight because the weather for the Twins game looks perfect. You'll hear it right here on WCCO. There is a really cool event coming up, and if you've never been to it, maybe this year you can put it on your calendar. End of May, May 31st, first day of June, June 1st, okay? And that is the Flint Hills Resources Pine Bend Refinery Flint Hills Family Festival in St. Paul. It's great. It provides children and families this fantastic opportunity to experience a lot of international things, particularly international culture, but also the acrobatics, the drama, the music, the dance, all part of it, the puppetry. And singers and dancers and actors from across the globe transform downtown St. Paul into this artistic wonderland. So dozens of free interactive activities, a creative paradise for children of every age. The very fun part for our kids in the state, about 20,000 of them get to go all week long. For families, we get to go out there on the 31st and 1st, or anybody wants to. You want to bring a mentor, a mentee, you just want to go out and see the activity, you want to bring nieces, nephews, grandchildren, whatever. It's free outdoor performances, and indoor, it's nominal fee. It's really incredible how they've been able to keep this thing very cost-friendly. Crafts, activities. So I want you to find out more by going to ordway.org/festival, all made possible by the great folks out there at Flint Hills Resources and the Pine Bend Refinery in Rosemont.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.